Hello and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy here with Pat, and today is Monday, December 7th, 2020.
Bitcoin is holding steady, 19,144, down about 0.5%. Ethereum is also down about 1% to 591. They are just taunting us at that point there, just taunting.
You really want it to hit 20K?
I do, yeah. Before 2020, that's or 2021, that's the goal here.
So thank
Let's
you.
Let's go, everyone. Buy Bitcoin.
Thank you to our sponsor, Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does tax tracking for crypto and DeFi, as well as gain loss reporting, crypto invoicing, and crypto accounting. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. Up first, we have MicroStrategy.
Back in the news.
So they plan to sell $400 million in convertible notes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
To buy more big. Well, last week they did announce last Friday that they were going to do a third Bitcoin purchase of about $50 million worth of Bitcoin. So they were going to do a third purchase, but then separately in the news today, they plan are planning a convertible note to buy even more Bitcoin.
Is they're raising money to buy more Bitcoin. The reason I wanted to talk about this one today was that I think as more of this has come out, I like this story a lot. I like that MicroStrategy is doing this. They've made more money from their Bitcoin purchase this year than they've made from the rest of their portfolio and products. So that's sort of interesting. There's one aspect of this, which is as more about it has come out, it's become more interesting to watch. And that has been that the CEO has relatively substantial Bitcoin holdings himself. So I think there is an aspect here, which is that this is not a pure business play, hedging your bets. There is a self-motivated aspect here where because he himself has it, and you know, being one of the first companies to really go and jump on the Bitcoin bandwagon has given them a phenomenal soapbox. And so that's pulling up his own holdings of crypto also. So I think the more that I've seen this, the more I think that there's, this wasn't like a deeply insightful play of a business looking to hedge against, you know, 2021 inflationary pressure as much as it is a guy who wants Bitcoin to go up. But you know what? I'm a guy who wants Bitcoin to go up, and $400 million going into to pull Bitcoin up is enough. I tell you right now, it's enough to get us over 20K. So the faster you guys get MicroStrategy, the faster you guys can get that money and deploy it, the better we will all be. 2020. That's 2020, 20K. There we go.
So next, New York Times technology reporter Nathaniel Popper tweeted a bunch of follow-up information about the turmoil at Coinbase and everything that happened. If you guys remember, we talked about that. Maybe it was last month about his, we're going to be a political statement.
Yeah, no politics. Political, hyper-politicized lack of politics statement. This is super interesting. So when we did this, we reported that they had something like 5% of their force. So they have 1,000 to 2,000 employees. And we saw internal numbers, that were somewhere around 50 to 100 employees had left because of this. That's what the New York Times here is reporting. What's interesting and what is new is that it was some really high profile people and some really important people that left. And this in particular, the New York Times reporter here was talking about some of the architects and designers of the cold storage mechanism that they use for their main cold storage wallets for all of their security. So I don't think, like, there was a lot of FUD around this. It was like, oh my God, Coinbase is going to have all their funds hacked. That's not how it is. Like, really smart people who design these systems design them to survive individuals, groups of individuals, you know, systems breaking down, people leaving. That's not the issue. And these are all professionals. So they're not going to like peace out with ledgers that have millions of dollars on it. They're going to set up sessions and stuff like that. The big issue is that these are people, there are 20 people in the world that can design an incredibly robust cold storage system for a exchange like Coinbase holding hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crypto. And five of those people just left Coinbase. Like, that's the issue with these types of what Coinbase is doing here. People who go into crypto, people go into tech in general, like engineers in general, tend to be, you know, they tend to be people who are like more free thinking, and people who are going into crypto certainly are more free thinking. And so you can't come out and say that you're just not going to take a stance on really bad stuff that's happening in the country and expect there to be no kickback from that, pushback from that. People who have incredibly specialized skills, engineers that do this stuff that are talented, can go anywhere. They can leave and have 10 job offers overnight at any other company in the world, and they'll be totally fine. What you end up doing is the people who can't are the people who don't have particularly special skills. So the middle the middle management, who the pointy haired boss from Dilbert, those are the kind of people that aren't going to leave because they don't have the skill set or the competence to get hired elsewhere quickly. And so they're not going to take a political stance just for the hell of it. It's going to be really smart people who are, incredibly important to the infrastructure of a company. So that's why companies don't really do this. I mean, either don't say anything or come out and take a stance that's pro America and pro democracy. And that was sort of the Brian Armstrong, like, he made a stance that was pro Trump, and that is his prerogative. He's a CEO of a company. If he thinks that was the best way for them to get, he made a calculated risk, which also I honestly don't understand. Like, nothing about it makes sense to me. Like, it all kind of annoys me in a lot of different ways, because at the end of the day, like, wait 2 months. Don't say anything. The person who is going to really decide, the group that was going to be in charge of the SEC to decide if you guys are going to go public or not, was going to get decided after the election. And so, you basically take a chance to engender yourself a little bit to Trump before it, so maybe make your IPO go a little bit smoother in the chance that he is president. But then you piss off your employees, you piss off your investors, you piss off the Democrats, all for the chance, like the 45% chance, what the odds were saying at the time, that he was going to be president and be able to help the IPO. So I don't know. None of this made any sense to me. I didn't like any of it from the very beginning. And like, if you don't want to take a stance, don't say anything. Don't get mad at people. Don't tell your company to stop talking. Like, just don't say anything, like every other company in the United States does right now. Like, literally every company except for like Palantir does that. So I don't know. Anyways, it's a huge issue. Like, this was an enormous miss for Coinbase, losing those top security engineers. I mean, again, I say again, there are 20 people in the country that are able to design those types of systems. So that it is, they will brush it off. And if you read there's some response from their PR people, they're like, it's no big deal. And I agree, from a systemic perspective, it's not a big deal. Like, the systems will continue to work. But losing those types of architects is an enormous deal to a company that is security first.
All right. So next, Bittrex Global launches tokenized stock trading. Tesla, Apple, and 10 other stocks will now be available to trade.
Yeah, and this is getting run out of their Bahamian office. They say they are doing this where they are actually tokenizing the stocks themselves. So they are buying stocks, they are tokenizing it with high divisibility, and they are selling them on their exchanges. I am so excited for this. I mean, everyone who's in the crypto world, the DeFi world, wants to see the American exchanges come, American stocks come to DeFi. This is one step in the direction. I don't know how this all shakes out, to be honest. Like, obviously the SEC has a very vested interest in this not happening. So, you could do it where you kind of buy it through a shell company and you hold it sort of like you would USD, the way that USDT works. Like, and honestly, like, you get into all this stuff, it doesn't matter. Like, the ownership of a stock itself is one of those funny things where it really doesn't matter, unless the company goes through an acquisition or something, or pays dividends. The ownership of the stock itself really doesn't matter. So whether it's real ownership or it's a synthetic sort of CDO tracking mechanism doesn't necessarily matter. But I would say that when we will know that DeFi has truly arrived, when we start to see real exposure to American securities, publicly traded securities on DeFi exchanges, this to me is a really big move in that direction. And they say that they're doing it tokenized and actually tracking the stuff. So we'll see, but it's pretty exciting.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily. And check us out on Twitter at the DeFi Daily.
All right. Have a good Monday.